the record. But we were discussing the situation with the rental resolution. And the third on our list is the rental for Mary's Avenue. And originally it was the president's understanding at that point when they started out that it was going to be approximately $10,000 a month.
Right.
Actually, under $10,000. Right, it was less than $100,000 total, wasn't it?
No, I think because we ended up not being able to, we had to use the grant money to buy the building. We were going to use half of the purchase price from the city construction fund. As opposed to the city construction fund, we couldn't use their money to buy it and then ask for up to 50% of the reimbursement. If the state
was
okay. So it's a little bit more than it was going to be about $120,000.
All right, and now it's up to $200,000 because I guess you talked with Chris White, and Chris White said that you would be paying the $80,000 for the county's responsible for maintaining the building. And you feel that you could do that a lot cheaper.
I think we should explore it. And my understanding is, I have not personally been to meetings, but I understand that, like you said, this is not a definite yet. We still have room for discussion.
All right. Maybe we could add something in here on this before we pass it. I mean, my take on it is, in other words, the college should have the ability to maintain themselves if they feel like doing it. I'm not sure how we can add that. But you know,
that's still going on in negotiations. What this does is it gives John the ability to sign the contract.
Who signs off on this?
John.
All right, John, you're signing off on this.
Well, when it's time. It's not signing off.
All right.
Off.
So in other words, John, why don't
look at the result?
Maybe you can insert yourself in some of these negotiations because right now it's going to cost the college about $80,000 more than they originally thought it was going to cost. And I certainly understand that the maintenance of the thought that it was going to be taken care of by the county because they didn't know that it was the original $120,000, but $80,000 to maintain that building is a lot.
This is the key phrase right here. You're into a lease agreement, not this lease agreement, but a lease agreement with any amendments attached.
The concept is that it increased because of the maintenance of the building and grounds, and maybe we want to discuss
doing it themselves and picking it up and having it cost less. That's still in the works from what I'm hearing. So I don't think that we ought to make a definitive, as long as it's still in negotiation.
Well, in other words, right now it says solid passing resolution saying $200,000. In other words, that's the number that we're passing.
And we'll tell you, Dave, that we were asked to put the $200,000 into our proposed budget for next year.
Right.
At this point.
And then that's an annual escalation of 2%.
So I can't tell you. We need an attorney to tell us.
I have a concern with this. Where is Chris? Is Chris around? Yeah, could you go grab him for me? All right, well,
but it's not negotiated. It's still in negotiations. Isn't it?
I know that. But I want to make sure that we open it up to the negotiations. And so, in other words, they understand that this is in negotiations also. In other words, it's $200,000. I have a feeling they're looking at the idea that they're moving forward with $200,000 and that's going to be it. I know the way the county executive negotiates. This is what it is. That's the negotiation.
What about another whereas? Whereas.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Whereas the final cost for
let's, if you don't mind, then let's jump back to a couple other things and wait for the attorney to get here. Resolution 274, we amending the New York State Office of Children and Family Services, and it's the youth board. I'll go back and get the minutes. Entertain a motion to accept Resolution 274.
I'll do it.
All right. Mary, for a glorious day. Quarrel.
We might be a team tonight, Mary.
All right. Is there any discussion on it? This is a typical thing that we interrupt.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I get it. Let me just finish this one. Murray, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None.
Now, this was non-money items, if I remember right. So just, maybe it's not.
Yeah, well, there is money involved, but it's money that we can, it's funding.
Okay, it's a pass through. All right.
All right. Where do you go? Chris? We have this thing. What's happened is the originally was supposed to be like 120, and they entered in and they want to add 80,000 or 80,000 to the. The agreement with, you know, Sophie Penn for maintenance. Original idea that that wasn't going to be there, but now it's there. So that's fine. But what they do is they can actually do this for less. And, but the way it's set up here, it doesn't appear to be much room for negotiating that. So is there some way that we can have whereas or therefore to be resolved that will open up that discussion for the $80,000, approximately $80,000 in maintenance.
And there's still in negotiations on this, by the way.
But I want to make sure it's in there.
You could say up to. You can authorize an additional sum up to.
Well, right now it's 120.
Right, up to 200.
I got you. So let me change that to 120 and then up to 80,000.
Right.
Or,
up to. Not to exceed. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Let me know if you want me to.
So we would change that to 120. Did you? No. Mary, did you get that?
Or you would add?
We would change that to 120 with
up to.
The you know, the annual, and then up to $80,000 in maintenance.
Additional $80,000.
Additional $80,000 in maintenance.
It couldn't be up to an additional. It would be including up to $200,000 for the inclusion. Well, he's the attorney. Let him do it.
Was that what you first thought it was going to be? $200,000, $120,000, and now it could be $200,000.
What he's saying is they're taking.
You know, I got to tell you. This is the kind of stuff I always worry about, where if things happen that this money overruns, shortfalls, shouldn't be part of the calculation for the student's tuition. If there's problems like that, it has to be somewhere off the budget on the responsibility of the county, because if this thing runs over, all they do is add it to the student's tuition. We're not giving any more money. The state's not giving any more money, and this is the kind of thing that shouldn't be allowed in the calculations. Just like Central Hudson Phone Company can't add their hospitality room to the cost of your rate increase. This is the kind of stuff that shouldn't be allowed. This is something probably for a different discussion, or maybe.
But not well, I understand, and it is. It is. We're having. Just looking at Dutchess raising their rates today.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and you don't want to do it. Nobody wants to do it.
Well, we could also leave contributions. That's what I'm talking about. If there are overruns and where there are excesses, we should be. We're the ones who conceived this idea.
Well, there's other revenue streams, too, that need to step up.
Paul, did you get Ragucci back in here? I don't know where he went to. All right, in principle, I would like to have, will you, an amendment at the 120 and then and with further negotiations for the maintenance?
Up to a total of, I mean, I don't want to hold it at the 80. I said we don't want to spend any more than the 200. We know we're going to spend 120, and whatever lies in between is fine, but no more than.
And
not to exceed, right?
and any increase in I think any increase in the and the rental should be okayed by the legislature. In other words, if you want to increase a fine, it justify that it needs to be an increase in rental costs.
Well,
because
then you got a problem. Then you got a problem on timing and everything else. Because
not really.
Of course, we can't agree.
You don't agree. They don't get the increase. The increase is like they want. They're looking at a 2% increase every year. That's what it says in here.
And I really don't understand that because the bond amount is going to stay constant until the bond is paid off.
Right.
Why should you be paying 2% more on the bond portion of this rent?
Well, do you want to hold it back and go through all of this and do it in August?
Well, when do we have to have this in by?
I thought by September. No.
We never saw it till they sent it to you. We haven't negotiated. And it says that it starts August 1st. The first payment, if you look at the payment schedule.
But when do you move in?
We never knew that.
Beginning of August.
Well, you have to have a contract by the beginning of August.
We haven't negotiated yet.
I understand.
We pulled it out.
I don't. I would check it before I signed it.
What does it do?
We get state aid for
state
rental.
And if it says maintenance, I'm not sure what that is. The date of the
reimbursement
rate? On rent, it varies, but it's about 70%. Okay. And what I'd like to do is, and in this case, because of the way it's set up, I would prefer to do it because I don't want to create that situation either. Because if you're going in, maybe you get 40% of it back. But the 2% increase, I have a problem with that. And I have a problem with all of it.
Well, wait a second.
Set up.
Can we get this resolved by next week? And then hold the meeting and pass it.
Well, we can do that. We can have a quick meeting next week before.
But if we can this thing, what we're talking about, be resolved by next Tuesday? If the answer to that is yes, then we can do it. If the answer is not,
I don't know if it is yes.
I don't know either.
I don't know what is the committee wishing to do.
We can pass it as is if required next Tuesday beforehand. Well, we have a lot of stuff going on, but here comes maybe Erica would know. We get to it. Well, if we pass it now as is, we can't unpass it. If we wait and get the answers, then we can probably have a better choice. But I don't know what else is going on early next Tuesday. I don't have the schedule.
All right. Have a seat here. What we're going back and forth. One of the things is they had a 2% increase on that also every year on the understand. In other words, but the bond is constant, so I don't understand why there would be a 2% increase on the rent. Along with the idea the maintenance is kind of high. There's a concern about that. Can you find that out by next week?
Yeah.
All right, so you can find that out about the rental then. The leasing part and the maintenance and the leasing of it. Because if you're paying for it, wouldn't that be considered rent?
The only thing on the 2% is if they're doing it and they're figuring out the 80, let's say it's right, that's going to go up slightly. So that,
yeah, but they're doing 2% on the whole thing, so basically you're getting 2%. You're really getting 4% on the maintenance increase.
It's over.
You get 2% over the entire thing. In other words, they're being nickels and dimed to death here, in a sense.
Well, there's always a...
All right, but we have to clean that up for us to make... I don't want the 2% should not be on that rent at all. and the other one would be on, and we'll deal with it next week.
Who's negotiating this?
We're going to deal with this next week.
Okay.
Chris Wright started it, but then there was a meeting with two of our trustees and Mike Hine to discuss it further.
Maybe you need to discuss it with Mike.
Well, I'll have a discussion with him, but what we want to do is we're going to change that to be the $120,000 for the rental, and then
up to
$120,000 for the rental.
No, $120,000 flat.
$120,000 for the rental for
maintenance from rate and
the
maintenance.
The purpose of paying off the bond, that is, and then the for negotiations for maintenance
and other, just in case you have to put in
and other items. And I don't think we need to put any number on there.
Well, then you can exceed it.
Of the number for the well.
You don't want to exceed it, right? Or do you?
Well, I don't want to exceed the 8.
But you don't want to exceed the 200.
Right. And not the 8, and then take the 2% annual out of there. Maybe up to 2% on the maintenance, but that's negotiated, so you don't really need the 2% in there at all.
How did the 2% even get there?
It was one of these Chris White things. In other words, that's what it was. No. So they're basically nickeling and diming the college, basically, on this is what's happening. You know, the idea, because the bond rate doesn't change, so why would you increase it? And maintenance at $80,000 a year is absurd. You need a job, I'll maintain it.
Well, you've got to find out what we're saying that it is, but we got to make sure that it is.
All right, so anyway, you can clear that up for us.
Yep.
We'll deal with it next week.
All right, I have to plug in.
Do you want this or? All right, you got it. You see, you know where we can get a little bit. All right.
Who's going to make the resolution to hold it?
Yeah, hold it for next week. Entertain a motion to put off the resolution. What do you say?
I'll second it.
You good? All in favor? All right. Everybody's in favor. Put it off until next week. We put that off until next week.
Okay.
We're going to have it cleaned up and then some discussions.
Before the meeting, and we're trying to pass it in order to pass it.
All right, Resolution 275. This is a grant application with required insurance and expansion and enhancement of the existing New York Connects program for the Office for the Aging. All right, moved. Seconded by Gregorius. Discussion on the resolution. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
You know, before I go on, we need to be accepted minutes of last week. I got a little off on that one. Moved by Waro, seconded by Gregorius. All those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes and they are here. Where are they?
We're still got three.
Alrighty, 285, contract for Family of Woodstock and the Youth Bureau, and 286 is another one. These are two that we've been entering into for years.
Do we need four on this or three?
Three, because, well, you can get into four.
It's a 6 with John, even though. We're missing
We only have four of us.
You're right. Not forgetting you were.
So I actually take Resolution 285.
I need to go back to school.
285 and 286 same time. Moved by Gregorius.
Yeah.
By Barrett.
Yep.
All righty. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry about that. Let's break that one off.
I have a once or twice week just to make.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not that we have to.
I know, I'm
took a nap with me today.
Alrighty, and we entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All those in favor? Alright, we're adjourned. Set up a
Thank you.
We need to have a meeting of this committee for next week on Tuesday very quickly.
Okay.
She doesn't